Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 182. Today we're going to talk about the top three benefits and risks of raw foods. Raw foods can be a great way to boost nutrition, lose weight, and eat more naturally. In fact, I probably would see far less cardiovascular disease in my practice if people ate more of the right kinds of raw foods. Perhaps this helps to explain the growing popularity of eating raw. In this podcast, I'm going to cut through all the hype, and instead I'm going to focus on what the science really tells us. So listen on to discover the top three benefits and risks of raw foods based on the latest medical studies. My raw food journey. At one point in my life, the closest I really ever came to raw foods was an occasional bag of carrots or the standard dinner salad. In fact, raw versus cooked was something that was never even on my radar screen. Since my health turnaround a few years ago, I now eat raw foods every day. While you won't find me drinking unpasteurized milk or eating raw meat, you will find me eating a heaping salad or munching on raw vegetables. Personally, I don't take sides in the raw versus cooked debate. As there are benefits to both, I enjoy the best of both worlds. And you can too. So let's jump into it. The top three benefits of raw foods. Raw foodists believe that cooking destroys the enzymes and nutrients in food. After reviewing the medical literature, let me take a shot at the top three benefits at raw foods. Number one, more of some nutrients. It should come as no surprise that cooking changes the digestibility of foods. Some nutrients are better absorbed raw, and other nutrients are better absorbed by cooking. For example, raw vegetables have more carotenoids, vitamin C, plant proteins, and other key nutrients. If you like your veggies cooked, but want to maintain the nutrients, studies show that lightly steaming is best. Raw meat may also make some proteins easier to digest. With dairy, pasteurization, which really is just a form of cooking, has been reported to increase food allergies in some studies. Now, I should point out that these studies are adamantly refuted by the FDA on their website. While enzymes are certainly deactivated by cooking meat and dairy, I could find no clear evidence that this has any detrimental effect to human health. This is probably because even if you eat your meat raw and drink unpasteurized milk, few enzymes can survive the hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Number two, weight loss. The more raw vegetables you eat, the less you will weigh. In fact, studies show that the main challenge with the raw vegan diet is that you simply can't get enough calories. While the 100% raw vegan diet certainly presents many health risks, and I by no means recommend this, simply eating more raw vegetables every day will likely improve your health, extend your life, and shrink your waistline. In contrast, eating raw meat or unpasteurized dairy does not, let me underline that, does not cause weight loss. So raw vegetables, yes, raw meat and dairy, no weight loss there. Raw vegetables, in fact, are so low in calories that I suspect you could eat a wheelbarrow full every day and still lose weight. Of course, if you smother your raw veggies with ranch dressing, then you have just completely undone any potential health or weight loss benefits. Number three, potentially lower cancer risk. It is well known that overcooked meat, or even toast, like you might have for breakfast, may create carcinogenic substances. For example, studies show that overcooked meat creates heterocyclic amines and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. I know that's a mouthful. Both of these may increase your cancer risk. Even burned toast or overcooked carbohydrates create acrylamide. Studies show that acrylamide may also increase your risk of cancer. Of course, basic things here. The simple answer is don't eat burned or charred foods. If it's burned, don't eat it. As long as you don't overcook anything, you should be just fine. So, quick review. Top three benefits of raw foods. Number one, you get more of some nutrients. And that's especially true with vegetables. Number two, weight loss. We talked about that. Number three, potentially lower cancer risk. And that's really from overcooking charred meat, carbohydrates, basically overcooking or burning anything. Top three risks of raw foods. So we talked about the benefits. Now let's go into the risks. Number one, food poisoning. By far, the number one risk of eating raw foods is food poisoning. This is something that you hear about every week in the news. The main offender is salmonella. However, it could also be that norovirus on a cruise ship, E. coli, which somehow makes its way from the intestines of people or animals into your food, and I won't go into details about how that might occur, or other nasty bacteria, viruses, and parasites. According to the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, the number one cause of food poisoning in the U.S. right now is from drinking raw milk. The reason why this occurs is because milk may come in contact with cow feces, bacteria on the skin of the cow, or even contaminated milking equipment. If you enjoy raw milk, and about 1% of the milk in the U.S. is raw, so if you're part of the 1% that enjoys raw milk, make sure you buy it from a very trusted farmer who tests all milk for harmful bacteria to minimize your risk. Now, even if you do this, you still can't get the risk to zero, but at least you could bring down the risk. To avoid food poisoning, remember the three C's. Here are the three C's to prevent food poisoning. Number one, or let me just rattle them off. Clean, cook, chill. So clean. Always wash your hands before preparing or eating food. Use a clean surface when preparing foods, and be sure to wash fruits and vegetables with running water. It's important. You gotta, even your fruits and veggies, you gotta wash them with water. Cook. In general, once the internal temperature of meat hits 165 degrees Fahrenheit, for those of you listening outside the U.S., a shout out to you. I know you're out there. I get your emails. 74 degrees Celsius. If you hit these temperatures, 165 degrees Fahrenheit, 74 degrees Celsius, bacteria is destroyed. With pasteurization, food manufacturers have already treated dairy to approximately the same temperature. Cooking vegetables also eliminates any lingering bacteria. The last chill. Don't leave your meat and dairy out. If you keep it refrigerated to a temperature of less than 40 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 4 degrees Celsius, then the risk of food poisoning is dramatically reduced. Number two, less of some nutrients. Just as eating your veggies raw boosts some nutrients, cooking vegetables boosts other nutrients. For example, cooking your vegetables is the very best way to get more lycopene. And studies show that lycopene may prevent heart disease, so that's a good thing. Thus, if you only eat raw veggies, you will miss out on the protective effects of lycopene. Loss of nutrients isn't just with veggies. For example, the bioavailability of biotin has been reported to be less with raw eggs compared to cooked eggs. Number three, digestive challenges. Raw vegetables don't work for everyone. Some people experience bloating, pain, or excessive gas from raw foods. This is probably because they may not be used to eating fiber, or, you know, they may have other digestive challenges. Perhaps this is why Chinese traditional medicine believes that raw foods are too cold, or yin, for the body to digest and maintain optimal health. They even feel the same way about drinks. All drinks should be warm. Thus, if you share a meal with a traditional Chinese family, you probably won't see any raw vegetables on the table. Also, if they serve you water, it's probably going to be hot water. So, quick review, top three benefits. Why might you want to eat raw foods? Number one, more of some nutrients. And this is primarily with raw vegetables. That's really where the benefit comes in of raw foods is raw vegetables. It's a struggle to find any, I couldn't find any strong scientific data supporting why you would want to eat raw meat or dairy. But the data for raw vegetables is certainly there. So why might you want to eat more raw vegetables? Number one, you can get more of some nutrients. It's going to help you with weight loss and your health, and it's going to possibly give you a lower cancer risk. The top three risks of raw foods. Number one, food poisoning. We talked about that. And food poisoning can be with vegetables, dairy, meat, basically anything. And we talked about the three C's to minimize that. Clean, cook and chill. If you don't want to get food poisoning, less of some nutrients, number two, and number three, digestive challenges. So take home message. The main takeaway from this article is that most people would enjoy far better health and a smaller waistline by simply eating more raw vegetables. On the other hand, there is also a role for cooked vegetables in maintaining optimal health and nutrition. This is why I eat large portions of both every day. Of all the vegetable cooking methods, lightly steaming provides the best of both the raw and cooked worlds. The nutritional profile of lightly steamed vegetables is similar to raw vegetables. If you enjoy raw meat or dairy, you've got to be really careful. I mean, incredibly careful to avoid food poisoning. For me, as I eat very little meat and dairy, it's just not worth the risk to eat raw meat or raw dairy. And with my patients and everything else I've got going on in my life, I can't afford to be sick even for a day. So my question to you is, do you eat raw foods? Have you ever tried this raw food diet, which is growing in popularity? Love to hear your experience with raw foods, any questions you may have. To leave a question, please go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 182. Scroll down to the bottom, there at the bottom, leave your comments, leave your questions, and I'll do my best to answer them. Also, if you've enjoyed what you've listened to, tell a friend, tell the world, leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to this fine podcast. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.